Sechet Brachim Paragalef Mishnah Dalet HaPesach V'Achata Sheshachtan Shelo Lishma. A Korban Pesach or a Korban Chata that was Nishchat Shelo Lishma. It was Nishchat with the mind that it was a different Korban. Or Kibel V'Hilef V'Zara Shelo Lishma. Or the coin was Makabel the Dam and a Kli Sharded from the neck of the Behema Shelo Lishma. Or he was Mahalik with the Dam of the Mizbeah Shelo Lishma. Or the coin was Zorek the Dam and the Mizbeah Shelo Lishma. In either case, the Korban would be puzzled. As a machshava shelo lishma, in any one of these four avodos, would puzzle a pesach or a chatas, and if a machshava shelo lishma was done in one of these four avodos by other karbanas, the korban would be kosher, but the balam would not be yotzei his chiyuv with that korban. O lishman b'shelo lishman, o shelo lishman b'lishman sulam. Or if the kohen had two separate machshavas during one of the four main avodos, he had a machshava lishma, and then he had a machshava shelo lishma in the same avodah. Or vice versa. He had a machshava shelo lishma, and then afterward, he had a machshava lishma. In both cases, if it was a pesach or a chatas, the korban would be puzzled. And even though one machshava he had was lishma, since in the very same avodah he had a machshava shelo lishma, that was puzzled the korban by a pesach or a chatas. Case of lishma and shelo lishma. What's the case of lishma and shelo lishma in the same avodah? The same Pesach with the same Shlomo. If the Kohen was accepting a Korban Pesach, and he first had a Machshava L'Shem Pesach, that's Lishma, and then immediately afterward he had a Machshava L'Shem Shlomo, that's Shelo Lishma, and that would pass the Korban. Shelo Lishma, B'Lishma. What's the case of Shelo Lishma, B'Lishma by a Korban Pesach? L'Shem Shlomo or L'Shem HaPesach? At first, the Kohen had a Machshava L'Shem Shlomo, that's Shelo Lishma. And then afterwards, in the same Avodah, he had a Machshava L'Shem Pesach, that's Lishma, and the Pesach would be puzzled, since he also had a Machshava Shelo Lishma. Sha'azevach Mitzvah Ba'arba Dvar, Ba'shchita Uva'kibo Uva'hilach Uva'zrika. As a Zevach could become puzzled through a Machshava Shelo Lishma by four Avodos, Shchita and Kibo, to be Makabel the Dam, and Hilach, to bring the Dam to the Mizbeach, and to be Zorg the Dam on the Mizbeach, if there's a Machshava Shelo Lishma by any of these four Avodos, by a Pesach or by a Chatas, the Korban would be puzzled. Rabbi Shimon Machshir Behilah. Rabbi Shimon is Machshir if the Kohen had a Machshava Shelo Lishma while he is bringing the Dam to the Mizbeach. So how is Rabbi Shimon Omer? As Rabbi Shimon used to say, he Efshir Shelo B'Shchita V'Shelo B'Kabbalah V'Shelo B'Zrika Avo Efshir Shelo Behilah Shoichet B'Tzad HaMizbeach V'Zorek. It's impossible to bring a Korban without Shchita or without being Makabel the Dam, or without being Zorek the Dam of the Mizbeach, but it's possible to have a Korban without bringing the Dam to the Mizbeach. As you can shecht the Korban right next to the Mizbeach and be Zorek the Dam from where you shecht it. So therefore, since Hilach is not indispensable, it's possible to avoid the Hilach altogether, so therefore, the Hilach is not an avoda in which a Machshava Shelo Lishma would puzzle the Korban. The Tanakhama, on the other hand, holds that a Machshava Shelo Lishma during the Hilach would puzzle the Korban, even though it's possible to avoid the Hilach altogether. But since if Hilach is done, it's puzzled the Zor. Only a Kohen can do the Hilach, so therefore it is considered an avoda, and a Machshava Shelo Lishma during the Hilach would puzzle the Korban. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, HaMahalech B'Makom Shehu Tzarech L'Halech HaMachshava Posel U'B'Makom She'ein Tzarech L'Halech Ein HaMachshava Posel. Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the Tanakhama that a Machshava Shelo Lishma during the Hilach would puzzle the Korban. But that's only if you're Mahalech in a Makom that you need to be Mahalech. In such a case, the Machshava Shelo Lishma would puzzle the Korban by a Pesach or a Chatas, which is that you shechted the Korban away from the Mizbeach, and you were Makabel the Dam, and you started bringing the Dam towards the Mizbeach. That's the Mahalech that you need, as you need to bring the Dam to the Mizbeach, to be Zorek the Dam of the Mizbeach. So therefore, since you need to do that Hilach, a Machshava Shelo Lishma would puzzle, as the Hilach would be considered an avoda in such a case. But if the Kohen is bringing the Dam to a place that he does not need to bring the Dam, such as he shechted the behemoth close to the Mizbeach, and he was Makabel the Dam and started bringing the Dam away from the Mizbeach, that Mahalach is not needed. So therefore, it's not considered an avoda. And in such a case, if he has a Machshava Shelo Lishma while he's bringing the Dam away from the Mizbeach, that would not topple the Korban. Seventh Vachem, Parabet Mishnah Aleph, Kohad Vachem Shekibot Dama and Zor. All Korbanot that a Zor, a non-Kohen, with Makabal Adam, he caught the Dama in a Kli Shart from the Behemah after it was shafted. The Korban would be possible if this is one of the Avodot that requires a Kohen, One, or if the Kohen that was Makabal Adam with an One. The day a person's close relative dies, the person is considered an One Minat Torah. And a Kohen headed cannot do Avodah while he is an One, only a Kohen Gadol can do an Avodah while he is an One. So therefore, the Korban would be possible. Tfor Yom. Or if the coin that was Makabal Adam was for Yom, he was Tame and had gone to the mikveh that day, but nightfall had not yet arrived, so therefore he cannot do Avodah. Machusar Begadim. Or if the coin that was Makabal Adam was missing one of his Begadim, a coin headed has to have 4 Begadim, and a coin Gadol has to have 8 Begadim. And if the coin Gadol has less than 8, or the coin headed has less than 4, the Avodah is puzzle. And so too, if they have extra Begadim on them, the Avodah is puzzle. And so too, if there's a Hatzitza between the Begadim and the Kohen. There's something dividing between the Begadim and the Kohen doing the Avodah that also would possibly the Avodah. Mechuzar Kippurim. Or if the Kohen does Makabal Adam with a Zav or a Mitzorah. And the Zav or a Mitzorah, after they become Torah and go to the Mikvah the next day, they have to bring a Korban. And if they have not yet brought the Korban, they are called Mechuzar Kippurim and puzzle for Avodah. Shalom Rachos Yudayim Raglayim. Or the Kohen, before he did the Avodah, did not wash his Yudayim Raglayim from the Kir. As the Dinah is a Kohen, must put his right hand on his right foot and his left hand on his left foot and wash his hands from the water of the kir before he does avodah. And if he does not do so, the avodah is pasul. Aro. Or if the coin was an aro, he had brothers that died, machmas mila, so therefore he himself would knock them out. The avodah would be pasul tame. Or if the coin was tame, yoshev. Or if he was sitting while he was makabal adam, and the coin has to stand while he does the avodah. Omeid agabi kelim, agabi behema, agabi ragli chabero pasul. Or if the Kohen was standing on kelim or behema, or on the foot of his friend, in such a case, the avodah would be pasul. And since there is a chatzitza in between his foot and the wrist of the floor of the azara, the avodah that he does while there is a chatzitza would be pasul. Kibel bismolo pasul. If the Kohen caught the dam in his left hand, then the avodah would be pasul. Rabbi Shimon Masha. Rabbi Shimon is master for the coin to be makabal the dam in his left hand. Nishba hadam al ritzba ba'asva puzzle. If the coin gathered up the dam after it spilled onto the floor of the azara, in such a case it's puzzle. As the coin has to catch the dam directly from the tzavor of the behema, if the dam first spills on the floor, it's puzzle. Nafno agabi akeves shelo keneged hayisu. If the coin, when he was zorek the dam, he did not do so on the Mizbeach itself. Instead, he was Zorak the Dam by the Keves, by the ram leading up to the Mizbeach. Or, he was Zorak the Dam on the Mizbeach itself, but he did so, Shalom Keneged HaYisod, did the Yisod around the bottom of the Mizbeach. Now, the din is that all Korbanos, if you do only one Matan Dam on the Mizbeach, the Korban would be kosher. Even if the din would be L'chadchila, to have more than one Matan Dam, but B'di'evet, one Matan Dam would be Masher, the Korban. But that Matan Dam has to be Keneged HaYisod, opposite the Yisod of the Mizbeach, and if he does one Matan Dam, but it's not opposite the Yisod of the Mizbeach, then the Korban is puzzled. Nothing at the Nitnin Lamata Lamala. It's a Nitnin Lamala and Lamata. The Mizbeach has a red strip that's called a Chut HaSikra around the middle of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is 10 amas high. And 5 amas off the ground is a red strip all the way around the Mizbeach. And certain Korbanos, the Zrikas Adam and the Mizbeach has to be on top of that red strip, and other Korbanos, the Zrikas Adam has to be under the red strip. And if the coin switches it around a korban that the din is to be zorg the dam lamasa from the chut hasikra and he did so lamala, or vice versa, the din was that this is a korban that the zrikas dam has to be lamala from the chut hasikra, and the coin was zorg the dam lamasa from the chut hasikra, the korban is puzzled. Et hanitnim b'fnim b'chut v'et hanitnim b'chut b'fnim puzzle v'ein bo koris. Certain korbanos, the zrikas dam has to be b'fnim on the Mizbeach Hazav, inside the Hechel. A certain Korban, the Zrikas Adam, has to be Bechut on the Mizbeach Havanim, in the Azar. Now, if the Kohen is Zorak the Dam that was supposed to be Nitnim Befnim, and instead he was Zorak the Dam Bechut on the Mizbeach in the Azar, or he had a Korban that the Zrikas Adam has to be on the Mizbeach Bechut in the Azar, and instead he switched it around and was Zorak the Dam on the Mizbeach Hazav, inside the Hechel, the Korban is possible. But in all these psulim, there is no kares for a kohen that eats the basar of this korban. Even though all these psulim that I mentioned, the dinit, they are not allowed to eat the korban. But if somebody does eat the basar of the korban, there would not be a chiyuv karas.